It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep on a Friday morning. Good morning. California Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed a budget sent to him by his fellow Democrats in the state legislature. Governor Brown says the plan to close the state's nearly $10 billion deficit was full of gimmicks and one-time fixes. Governor Brown ran for office promising a different kind of budget, one that fixed California's budget problems for the long term, but Brown's plan included tax increases that Republicans have blocked. That left lawmakers with the option that the governor has now rejected. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
It's been a week of firsts in California politics. For the first time anyone in Sacramento can remember, the state legislature passed a budget on time. Then, for the first time in state history,
today, I have vetoed the California state budget.
With a swift stroke of his pen highlighted on a YouTube veto message, Governor Brown said he couldn't endorse the budget plan sent to him, even if it was passed by his fellow Democrats.
California is facing a fiscal crisis, and very strong medicine must be taken, because I don't want to see more billions in borrowing, legal maneuvers that are questionable, and a budget that will not stand the test of time.
Brown campaigned for governor, pledging not to sign a budget that relied on tricks or gimmicks, and he promised he wouldn't raise taxes without voter approval. Brown wants a special election to let voters decide whether to extend sales and vehicle tax increases to balance the budget. Democrats have solid majorities in both houses of the legislature, but they can't raise taxes or put an initiative on the ballot without at least some Republican support. But Brown couldn't get the Republican votes. And Speaker of the Assembly John Parra says with the budget deadline looming, Democrats had no choice but to move ahead.
We did the most responsible thing that we could do with the limited resources before us. We passed an on-time, balanced budget that had meaningful cuts, far deeper than any of us would have liked to see, but they were based in the reality of the economic crisis facing the state of California.
The Democrats' plan made deep cuts to higher education and the state's courts. It also included selling off state property, taxing online sales, and raising car registration fees. Brown said those one-time fixes were unacceptable. Speaking in Los Angeles, he tried to halt the blame game with his fellow Democrats, and he took aim at Republicans. He said if they continue to block a special election, he'll be forced to pursue what he called more destructive cuts to schools and law enforcement. Brown said Republicans will bear full responsibility.
But I'm certainly going to give them the chance and the chance to become heroes rather than people who become complicit in the destruction of our universities and our schools and our public safety.
GOP lawmakers say they aren't to blame for the budget impasse. Jan Tabor is the spokeswoman for Senate Republican leader Bob Dutton. She says Republicans have maintained all along they'll vote for a special election, only if it includes a referendum to reform public pensions and a meaningful spending cap.
There was no need for this mess this week, but the governor couldn't stand up to the powerful public employee unions, and that's why we're in this mess right now.
It's unclear what's next in the budget negotiations. Larry Gersten, political science professor at San Jose State University, says the state schools and local governments are once again held hostage to Sacramento's bickering.
For 23 out of the last 25 years, we've gone into July 1st without a balanced budget. And at this point, it looks like this could be, yet again, a very long summer.
So while it appeared for a while that California had found a way out of its fiscal crisis, in the end, the state is right back where it started from. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.